हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्परा ॐ कात्यायनाय विद्महे कन्याकुमारी धीमहि तन्नो दुर्गे प्रचोदयात् शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
As I said, in this Ashtamodhyayaha, you know, Ashta number 8, Ashtamaha 8, Ashtamaha Adhyayaha, Ashtamodhyayaha, the 7th, 8th chapter of Chandogya Upanishad. As I said, we have 6 sections discussing only the Saguna Brahma Upasanam. And the rest of the 6 sections discuss the Nirguna Brahma Jnanam. So in this Upasana section, and what is the Upasanam here, discussed? This is Daharakasha Upasanam, Dahara Upasanam. The name of the Upasanam is what? Dahara Upasanam. Why Dahara Upasanam? It's called Madhyama Padalopi Samasa. Dahara Akasha Upasanam, Dahara Upasanam. Daharakasha Upasana means what? Daharakasha is the alambanam. Daharakasha Brahma Upasanam. Meditation upon Brahma. Meditation upon this Daharakasha as Brahma, as the Sagunam Brahma, Ishvara. Seeing this small space obtaining within the heart as Brahma. The Sagunam Brahma, Mahanakasha. This Saguna Brahma Upasanam. And here, the teacher, when the word akasha is used, akasha, even though literally it means space, akasha is another word for Ishvaraha Sagunam Brahma. Akasha is also another word for Nirgunam Brahma, the pure consciousness. Another word implying akashaha, the reality, the word akashaha. And I explained why Brahman is called akashaha. We saw certain common features. Why reality is also called akashaha? Because of oneness, because of all pervasiveness, because of divisionlessness, and because of oneness, divisionlessness, all pervasiveness, formlessness. You say what now? They Brahman is known as akasha. Implied by the word akashaha. And not only that, asamantat kashate iti akashaha. That's a very important meaning, you have to remember. That which shines everywhere as everything is also called akasha. Therefore, these are the common features. Now, akashaha means paramatma, param brahma, sagunam brahma, maya upad, maya sahitam brahma, ishwaraha is the upasya vishayaha. But where you are meditating upon, what is it? Alambanam, the symbol, is the Daharakashaha, the small obtaining within the heart. Therefore, we saw in the first section, this whole first section discusses this Daharopasanam. The whole physical body is called Brahmapuram. In this Brahmapuram, Brahmapure, Antaha, there is Daharam Hridayam. There is a small heart. And in this Dahare Hridaye, within the small heart, there is Daharakashaha. And as the teacher tells, may you go and search within the Daharakasha and discover what is there in the Daharakasha. Discover. But he did not say, go and search there. He said, didn't say what should be searched for. But the teacher, the student is asking, Asmin Brahmapure, Antaha, Dahare Hridaye, Dahara Akashe, Kim Anveshtavyam, Kim Jnatavyam, Kim Vijignasitavyam. Within this Brahmapuram, in this Dahara Akashaha, in this Brahmapuram, there is this temple of physical body, which is Brahmapuram. There is Daharam Hridayam, which is a sanctum sanctorum. In that, there is a Dahara Akashaha. We have this Dahara Akasha. What should we search for? and what should be discovered there. The student is asking. Then the teacher says, there is Paramatma, that Ishvara has to be discovered. Ishvara is there. Therefore, but may you meditate upon this Saguna, Satahara Akasha as Sagunam Brahma. That's the teaching. So, we'll see that. I think we saw that much last class. So, what should be searched for? Then the student gives the answer. Yavan va ayam akashaha. Tavaneshontar hridaya akashaha. See, don't take this dahara akasha for granted. Yavam ayam akashaha. No. How big is this akasha out, space outside? So big is this akasha within the hridayam. How do we say that? In fact, they are not even two different akashas. They are one and the same akasha. So here akasha means what? Brahma. The sagunam Brahma. So here, tavaneshaha antarhridayaha akashaha. And ube, and in this akasha, what should be meditated upon? In this akasha alone, he says what? Ube asmin yava prithivi. So in this akasha, in this hridaya akasham alone, in this hridaya akasha, which is as big as the akasha outside. In the hridaya akasha, what are all things there? Ube, both, yava prithivi. No, heaven and earth. Then, antareva samahite dyava prithivi antaha eva samahite. Samahite means what? They were located. Samahita is a participle which means located. Samahite, that both are located. What, which both are located? Heaven and the earth. Both are located in that Brahman. Ubhav agnisch, see, ubhav agnischa vayuscha. Ubhav agnihi cha vayuhu cha. Ubhav agnihi cha vayuhu cha. Ubhav agnischa vayuscha. After Hindi class, it's all become very easy for you. Now, we made it found difficult. Okay. Ubhav again means what? Both. Ubhav also means both. Ubhe also means both. But when do you use ubhe? When do you use ubhav? Ubhav you use only for masculine gender. For feminine and neuter, ubhe. Ubhe, mahile, ubhav, purusho. Remember that. Then you won't forget. So, ubhav, agnischa, vayuscha. So, both fire and the air. Surya, chandra, surya, chandramasa, ubhav. Again, both sun and the moon. Vidyun nakshatrani. Not only this sun and moon, this fire and air, not only heaven and earth, also vidyut nakshat. Vidyut means lightning. Vidyut also means electricity. In Sanskrit, in Hindi also, in India, you can see vidyut vibhagaha means what? Electricity department. But here, vidyut means, Hindi also vidyut only. That's why they use the word vidyut for electricity in Hindi. I think Rajuji will tell you that. Okay, vidyun nakshatrani, lightning and stars. Yatucha iha asti. Yatucha asya iha asti. In this world, whatever is here in this world, as part of this world, all of them. So these words, expressions, imply what? Just by saying, prithvi, you know, dyava prithvi, no, vidyun nakshatrani, by saying all this, what does it mean? Everything is there only. Nothing exists outside of that. Vidyun nakshatrani, yachcha asya iha asti, yachcha nasti. The yachcha iha asti, yachcha nasti, sarvam tad asmin samahitam asti. Sarvam. The word sarvam, simple word, isn't it? But the way you say it, understand, sarvam, Means what? Just it's an expression. Just makes you understand everything. Everything means what? Yatcha asya iha asti. Iha asti. Here, whatever is here in this world as part of this world. Yatcha nasti. Yatcha nasti is a very important word. Why? Yatcha nasti. Now something is not here. Something is not here means whatever existed before and which have gone, which is not here, that is also in this Dharakasha. Whatever is not here now, which is going to come in future, that's also in Dharakasha. This means what is going to come, the future manifestations, whatever is going to come in future, after the Pralaya, again the earth universe will come into existence, originate from where? The same Ishvara only. Before this universe originated, where was it? There only. In this Dharakasha only, the universe existed before it originated. In the form of the very Akasha. Now after originated, it exists only in the Dharakasha. Again, after its dissolution also to remain where? As an unmanifest universe again in Dharakasha. So what is going to come in future, which is not here, is also in Dharakasha. What is now available for perception? See, what is implied here is, there is no such a thing called non-existence at all. Everything is here. What is present here now is something which is manifest. What is not present here is in an unmanifest form. Understand? The unmanifest also is in Ishvara. The manifest also is in Ishvara. What is going to come in future is also in Ishvara. What existed before also was in Ishvara. What is now present also is in Ishvara. Which means there is nothing which is outside of Ishvara. This is called Sarvam. Very important again. Sarvam. Everything is in Bhagavan. Therefore, though everything is in that Dharakasha. Which means Ishvara is in Dharakasha. But may you see this. This student does not understand how this Dharakasha, this small space is Ishvara. He only says what? See this Dharakasha as Ishvara. That's Upasana, isn't it? Everything is here only. Ishvara is here. So now the question comes. See here, when you say everything is there in that Brahma, everything is in that Dharakasha, means the whole Ishvara is there. Whole is here. Now between this Ishvara, between this Dharakasha and this everything which is there, what is the Sambandha? What is the connection? Now it is when you say everything is located there, the two ways of looking at it. One is we say, the water is contained in a vessel. Between the vessel and the container and the water, is a container contained Sambandha. Located water and the location container, between them what Sambandha? Container contained Sambandha. Location located Sambandha. Is it supported? Support Sambandha. Now water is supported and the vessel is support. You know, very word patram means what? Patanat trayate iti patram. The vessel is called patram because that which protects something from falling. It is called patram. So container is support and then the liquid in that, whatever it is in this, is what supported. It is called adhara adheya sambandha. Adhara adheya sambandha. So when you say, now the house is what? No, house is the location and we are all located in the house. So house is support and we are all supported. So the student thinks in that way. So part, the enclosure part is the support, okay, and the space within is supported. Here the buddhi is, there is always supported, support, sambandha, adhara, adheya, sambandha. Suppose the container happens to be a clay pot And the clay pot breaks, what happens to the contained? The contained liquid or contained things get scattered, it is not supported anymore. It also perishes. When the container perishes, the contained thing also gets perished. The general win. Never the student's doubt come. The student has a doubt now. What will happen when the body perishes? Why? Body is the Brahmapuram temple. It is temple of the physical body. There is a sanctum sanctorum heart. And heart is what? Contained. Body is the container. And heart is the container. And within that Akasha is what? Contained. And in that container is what now? Everything is there. Well, the question comes for the students, no, thinking. Don't think as something differently because you already understood a lot of things. A typical student is traditionally sitting with, learning with the teacher, is asking this question. So the student's doubt comes. He asked, hey, what should I discover within that space? The teacher said, my God, everything is there in that space only. You have to discover. How can you say heaven is in Dharakasha? You know, the earth is in Dharakasha. How to understand? That means you have to understand what Dharakasha is. Only when you understand what Dharakasha is, then you can really understand how everything is located in the Dharakasha. If you know what the water is, then you will understand how the ocean or the waves do not exist outside of the water. In the same way here also, Dharakasha has to be understood for you to see how Dhyava, Prithvi, Vayuscha, Agnischa, everything is Nakshat, Chandra, Suri Chandra, Chandra, so everything is here in this Akasha, you can understand. But now, instead of asking how to, he is asking the question now, everything is located. Between the location and the located, there is Adhara, Adheya, Sambandha. Like just as, no, with the pot, I am not telling this, all is Shankara gives the, example here. So what will happen? Because the body definitely object to perish. When the body perishes, water is within that also should perish. That doubt comes. So he is asking the question here, next sentence. Tam ched bruyuhu. So again, tam means tam acharyam sishyaha evam bruyuhu. When the teacher says everything is located in that Dharakasha, which means Ishvara is in the Dharakasha. Everything is in Dharakasha means what? Bhagavan is there in Dharakasha. Paramatma is there in Dharakasha. So when something happens to the body, does it some, then, so that something, does it affect the Paramatma also? That's the question here. Bruyuhu, the students may ask. I told you already, Upanishad this itself is imagining a disciple and his teacher. Suppose if the teacher says everything is located in the Dharakasha, then the teacher may ask like this, tam bruyuhu. The bruyuhu is a ling expression which means may or should, okay? Tam bruyuhu, acharyam bruyuhu. The students may ask the teacher. What will they ask? Asminne chet. Idam sarvam brahmapure samahitam. Idam sarvam asminne brahmapure samahitam chet. See, please understand some. Chet means what? If. Chet is also an avyaya padam, an indeclinable word like yadi. Ched means yadi, if. If asmin brahmapure, in this brahmapuram, sarvam samahitam ched, if everything here is located in this brahmapuram, no, Dharakasha is in Dharam hridayam is within Dharam brahmapuram, if everything is located in this brahmapuram, then sarvanicha bhutani, he says all the elements and the elementals, all the beings, Sarvecha kamaha, all the objects of pleasures, all the objects of enjoyment, all the experiences. Then what happens? Yada yetat jara va apnoti. If everything is sarvani kamani, sarve kamaha sarvani cha bhutani. Sarvam, sarvani bhutani, sarve kamaha. If all the objects of enjoyment, all the objects of pleasures, all the experiences, if all the beings, all the elements and the elementals, everything is located in this Dharakasha, obtaining within this Brahmapuram, what happens to Brahmapuram? Yada yetad jarava apnoti. Jara yada apnoti. Jara means what? Old age. Old age apnoti. He does not say body becomes old, okay? If old age comes to the body, he says. Jara apnoti. Old age is away now. Old age is far from us now. Not very far. Every day one step comes closer, okay? Every day by day, old age is coming closer and closer and closer and closer, and we want to go away like this. Oh, don't come near. But it's closer and closer. Jara apnoti. Old age is coming, approaching, apnoti. Now, va means what? Va is again another expression to mean R, O-R. Jara apnoti. Yada jara apnoti yetadu. When the old age comes to this body, approaches this body, R, pradhvamsate va. When this body perishes. No, again we have to take etad as twice, okay? First etad is object here. The jara comes to this body, approaches this body, or when the body perishes. Pradhvamsate va. Kim tataha atisishyate. Tataha thereafter. When the body gets old and body perishes, kim tataha atisishyate, after that, no, after the disintegration of the physical body, it will listen, at least the body is very, very clear. This body will get disintegrated one day. It will not remain permanently. Whosoever body it is, we have no say over at all. He is 100% clear. Like a Kinopanishad student, he has no doubt at all here. He is 100% clear. Yada jara apnoti va pradhvamsate yetad. When this body perishes, tataha thereafter, after the disintegration of the physical body, kim atisishyate, what will remain? Atisishyate, avasishyate means to say what will remain. And this question is what? Nothing will remain. Why? Usually that is the sambandha we know. When the pot breaks, definitely what is contained in the pot also gets scattered and gets perished. Without the support, supported cannot exist independently. That's why adeya, we say that. See, ghatashrita kshira dadhi snehadi vate. Shankara says, ghata ashrita. So here, ghataha is what? Ghataha is ashrayaha. Ghataha is, pot is ashrayaha. Then, kshiram is ashritam. Ashrita sambandaha. Adhara adheya sambandaha or ashraya ashrita sambandaha. Ashrita means supported. Therefore, when the ghata ashrita kshira milk, dadhi yogurt, then sneha ghee or oil, etc. Ghata nashe, when the pot is destroyed, the contained things also get spilt and then they'll be destroyed. They perishes. In the same way, deha nashe, dehashrayam. Okay, when the body is destroyed, what happens to this contained, this Paramatma. For him, Paramatma, he doesn't use the word Paramatma, okay? What happens to all this? According to him, Aadhar, completely different perception. Like we say, now we all say, what is in what? Does the water exist within the ocean, or does the ocean exist in the water? Which is located in which? We all tend to say, water is in the ocean. Really speaking, ocean is in the water. Is it? Say, that's the confusion here. So this boy is asking what now? The student? Kim atisishyate? Kada yada jara apnoti? Yada etat pradhamsate? When the body perishes, tataha kim atisishyate? After the destruction of the body, what will remain? So Shankara explains this in his commentary. Just as when the pot is broken, all the contained stuff such as ghee or butter or milk, etc., also gets perished. It is not available. In the same way, what happens to this akasha, obtaining within the physical body? Therefore, now in this fifth mantra, the following mantra, the teacher gives the Ishvara Lakshanam. Definition of Brahma. Lakshanam is given. Ishvara. Sagunam Brahma. Saguna Brahma. Ishvara Lakshanam is given here. Sabruyat. Saha. Saha Bruyat. Visarga is dropped. Okay. Saha Bruyat. Saha Sikshakaha. Saha Acharyaha. Saha Guruhu Bruyat. The teacher will give this answer. The teacher may give this answer. Teacher should give this answer. Saha Bruyat. First he says, na asya, jara. It's the first thing, na asya jara, na asya jara, asya dahara akashasya, okay, na jara. So the Ishvara obtaining within this heart has no atma here, isn't it? Has no old age, asya na jara, no old age. Old age is not there. What does it mean? It is of the nature of changelessness. No jara, no old age. Jara, yetat, na jiryati, na jiryati, na. Or you can say na jiryati, yetat na jiryati. Na does not, doesn't get perished. Na jiryati does not get old. There is no death for this Daharakasha. It means it does not get become old. Okay. Na vadhena asya. Na vadhena asya. Hanyate. Na asya vadhena. Asya dehasya vadhena. Akashaha na hanyate. See, it's same expression we find in Bhagavad Gita. Isn't it? So, asya vadhena, by killing this physical body, by destruction of the physical body, then na asya na hanyate, this daharakasha, akasha is not destroyed, not killed. The same expression comes in Bhagavad Gita. Do you remember where it is? Na hanyate sharire hanyamane. Na hanyate. When the body is killed, then this is not killed. That's what is said here. Vadhena sina hanyate. Then he says, etat satyam. Etat satyam. So all Ishvara lakshanam. Ishvara, if Ishvara also gets old like this, what will happen? Don't worry. Na jaraya. Na jara asya. Na jara asya. Etat jiryati. Na jiryati, na vadhena asya hanyate. So akashaha na hanyate. This daharakasha is not destroyed when the physical body is destroyed. Etat satyam. Why is it not destroyed? Because it is satyam. It is satyam. Brahmapuram. Brahmapuram. See, in this context, please be very careful. In this context, in this sentence, the word Brahmapuram means Brahma, Sagunam Brahma, not the physical body. In the first mantra, Brahmapuram means physical body. And here, Brahmapuram means Brahman itself. So, Etat Satyam Brahmapuram. This Sagunam Brahma, Ishvara, obtaining in the form of Sagadahara Akasha, in the heart is what? Actually, Satyam, it is the reality, is truth. Therefore, Asminne Kamaha Samahitaha. Asminne Kamaha Samahitaha. Kamaha means all the objects and all the fruits, all the fruits of actions, everything is what? Located in this Brahman, Sagunam Brahma. Yeshaha Atma. Yeshaha Atma. See, Ishwaraha is here in the form of Dharakasha. In this Dharakasha, there is Atma. What is Atma here? Atma is another word implying the nature of the reality only. I told you many times, Sarvam Apnoti Iti Atma, Sarvam Atti Iti Atma. The all-pervasive reality, obtaining as the innermost essence of every being, is what? Atma. So, Yeshaha Atma. This Ishvara is Atma here. And this Ishvara is what? Na? Kanyate is not killed. And then in this Ishvara alone, Asminne, Satyam Brahma, in Satyam Brahma, in this Sagunam Brahma, which is Satyam, the reality, all the objects are located here. And then the very most popular definition of Ishvara, Shankara would love to quote everywhere, you know, it comes following next sentence. Yeshaha Atma, Yeshaha Atma, Apahata Papma, Apahata Papma, Yesha Atma, Pahata Papma, Yesha Atma, Pahata Papma, Yeshaha Atma, Apahata Papma. Apahata Papma. See, from this, Yeshaha onwards, Ishvara Lakshanam, Sagunam Brahma, Ishvara Lakshanam. Definition of Ishvara. What is Ishvara here? What Sagunam Brahma here? Yeshaha Atma. Ishvara is the one who obtains as the very innermost essence of every being. Okay? Apahata Papma. One who is free from all Punya Papams. Apahatani papani yasma, the one who is free from all the punyam and papam. Punyam also is said to be papam here. Okay, why? Because punyam also gives a rebirth. That's why it's called punyam also is looked upon as papam. So punya papam, apahata papma means this Ishvara obtaining as the innermost essence of every being, very self of every being, is what? Free from punya papams. Already it is made very clear. You are free from punya papam. You are essentially Ishvara. That is indirectly put here. Isn't it? Punya papam, apahata papma, yeshaha atma, apahata papma. Two. Then, vijaraha, vijaraha, vijaro. Vijaraha means free from jara. Free from old age, which means that Ishvara, you know, is of the nature of changelessness. Undergo any change. Vijaraha, vijaraha, vigataha, vigata, jara, yasmat, vijaraha, free from old age. Vimrutyuhu, free from mortality, free from death. There's no end for this Ishvara, there's no destruction on the part of this Ishvara obtaining as the Atma. Therefore, Vimrityuhu, Vigataha, Mrityuhu, Yasmat, Vimrityuhu, one who is free from Mrityuhu. Definitely, Bhagavan obtaining in the form of the very self, very you, your own Swarupam, is Vimrityuhu. Your identity is with the Ishvara, you are a Vimrityu. If identity is with the body, mind and complex, you are a Samrityuhu. Samrityuhu, Vimrityuhu. Samrityuhu means what? You are a mortal being if your identity is with the body, mind and complex. If your identity is with the Ishvara, you are Vimrityuhu. You are Amritaha, isn't it? One who is free from mortality, death. Vishokaha. This V is a very special prefix. It means what? Vigata. Vigata arthe V. Vigata means that which has gone. That which has gone means that which is free from. So, vigataha shokaha yasmat. 100% absolutely Ishvara obtaining as the very Atma, self in every being is what? Vishokaha, free from sorrow, grief. That's why I'm repeating. If your identity is Ishvara, you are also Vishokaha. If your identity is with the body, mind and complex, you are Sashokaha. Or Ashokaha. Okay? You are Ashokaha. In Jnanam, you can become a Vishokaha. In Ajnanam, you will be Sashokaha. Okay? So, Ishvara is Vishokaha, one who is free from Shoka. Who is this? Ishvara Lakshanam. Ishvara is free from grief, sorrow. Ishvara, Bhagavan is free from mortality, death and destruction and change. Bhagavan is free from old age, therefore is of the nature of changelessness. And free from all Punya Papams. He is Atma, the very Ishvara is the reality obtaining in every being. And which is of the nature of all pervasive. This is Ishvara. Which means, Ishvara is the title, qualification, attributed to the very reality. There is no Ishvara other than the reality. Ishvara is only a Parama, attributed to this reality. It's all reality only. Parambrahma Swarupam here, isn't it? So, Eshaha Atma, Apahata Papma, Vijaraha, Vimrityuho, Vishokaha. I have to memorize this Ishvara Lakshanam. Next class, okay? Then, Vijighatsaha. 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 See, Jighatsa. Jighatsa means desire to eat. Desire to eat is what's a desiderative word. Jighatsa means desire to eat. And jigatsitaha means jigatsa yes, gataha yasma. The one who is free from hunger. The one because of whose presence we all become hungry. Isn't it? The one in whose absence... Not absence, okay. One without whose presence, manifestation, there won't be hunger. Is it? The hunger is because of Ishvara. Therefore, he said, Vijighatsaha. Jighatsa is not there. The one who is free from hunger. That is your Swarupam. Apipasaha. Apipasaha. This pipasa, jighatsa are two desiderative words. Which means a desire to drink is called pipasa. Desire to eat is called jighatsa. We have one more word also we have. Bubhuksha. Desire to eat is called bubhuksha. Jighatsa. So, the one who is free from hunger and thirst. Desire to drink is called thirst. Desire to eat is called hunger. Isn't it? So, one Bhagavan is free from hunger and thirst. When you say Bhagavan is free from hunger and thirst, what does it mean? Thirst is Bhagavan, hunger is Bhagavan. That you have to understand. Whatever is what? Whatever is experienced, whatever is Ishvara. Manifestation of Ishvara. Okay. Yeshaha Atma Apahata Papma Vijaro Vimrityur Vishoko Vijighatso Pipasaha. Then Satyakamaha. Satyakamaha. Very popular expression. Ishvara Lakshanam is Satyakamaha. Satyakamaha means one whose all the wishes become fulfilled. wishes and desires become fulfilled. Okay, Satya Kamaha, Satya Sankalpaha, Satya Sankalpaha. Satya Sankalpaha means one's whose sankalpa, one who is capable of fulfilling his wishes and desires, not by doing something, just by thinking. See, when the desire, for jivas, desire comes first. And the desire has to fulfill the desire, you have to be physical, you have to do something physically. Isn't it? See, physical activity or actions are required on the part of a jiva to fulfill his desires. If I think I want to go to India, what will happen? Phone to tell, you know, agent and get the ticket organized and then pack everything and then go to the airport and get. Suppose Ishwara thinks, already he is there. That is not possible on our part. Okay? Even if you understand the Jiva Ishwara Swarupa Aikya Jnanam, we can never have that. Okay. So, Satya Sankalpa means one who is capable of fulfilling his wishes and desires. See, one who is able to, one whose all his wishes, all his desires and wishes get fulfilled. Satya Kamaha. We are all what? Asatya Kamaha. Know why? We have some desires. We get one or two desires fulfilled for which you have to slog a lot. And many of the desires may not get fulfilled. Maybe half get, one or two may get fulfilled. Not all the desires. Therefore, if you have the one whose all his wishes and desires are fulfilled, he is called Satya Kamaha. And second thing, Satya Sankalpaha means the one who does not need to make any physical effort to get his wishes and desires fulfilled. He is called Satya Sankalpaha. Sankalpa Matrena Siddhyati. Without doing anything, just by thinking, one who can get his desires fulfilled, wishes fulfilled. Satya Kamaha, Satya Sankalpaha. This is Ishwara. This until Satya Sankalpaha, we have Ishwara Lakshanam. From where? Yeshaha onwards, Satya Sankalpaha. Until then, Ishwara Saguna Brahma Lakshanam. Ishwara Lakshanam. Definition of Ishwara. Continue once again. Yesha Atma, Yesha Atma, Apahata Papma, Vijaro, Vimrutyur, Vishoko, Vijighatsaha, Apipasaha, Vijighatso, Pipasaha, Satyakamas Satya Sankalpaha, Satya Kamaha, Satya Sankalpaha. Until then, Ishwara definition. Shankaracharya, Bhankara Bhagavatapada loves this definition of Ishwara, and wherever possible, Ishwara Lakshanam he will quote. Okay. And hereafter, he says, Palam. What palam? Upasana palam. If you meditate upon this Dharakasha as Ishwara, Dharakasha Brahma Upasanam, if you practice, what is the palam you will get? See, in Ishwara, everything is Ishwara. If it's like saying what? All the waves are in the water, the entire ocean is in the water, you say located first. But really speaking, there's no located difference, there's no division, isn't it? No separability. Therefore, you say what? The ocean is water. All the waves are water. See, the whole Jagat exists in Paramatma, Bhagavan. You can say what? The whole Jagat is Bhagavan. The whole Jagat exists in Bhagavan. The whole Jagat is Bhagavan. Therefore, Ishwara. And that Ishwara, where can you recognize? In your own mind. the recognition of Bhagavan being the whole, that fact can be understood only when you recognize the Ishvara Swarupam as your own Swarupam in your own mind. This actual teaching, later on we are going to come up, see that. But now, before recognizing that Ishvara as your own Swarupam, now you see what? You see this Dharakasha as Ishvara, in whom everything is located. Okay, seeing Dharakasha as Ishvara, Sagunam Brahma Ishvara, in whom everything is located. You practice this, what will happen? And I told you, don't forget this. It's a Ahangraha Upasanam. Ahangraha Upasanam. Why? Because my own space, this space obtaining within my own heart, is the Alambanam, in which I invoke Ishvara, the whole, in whom everything is. Dharakasha Sagunam Brahma Upasana Phalam, what is the benefit? It comes in the next mantra. And before the teacher wants to tell the benefit of practicing this meditation, the teacher, what does he do? He tells the consequence, what is the benefit the non-meditator cannot enjoy. No? What happens to the non-meditator? The upasakaha attains the phalam. Before talking about the upasana phalam enjoyed by the upasaka, anupasakaha, what he cannot enjoy, he says. See, one who meditates upon sagunam, this akasha is Ishvara, attains krama muktihi. Let me tell you before I read it. Attains the krama muktihi. Upasana phalam is what? Saguna Brahma Dharakasha Brahma Upasana phalam is, one attains krama muktihi, not jivan muktihi, krama muktihi. See, krama muktihi also is what? Muktihi, liberation. Definitely it is liberation, mokshaha. But not attained while living in this life itself. This upasaka, if a serious practitioner seriously practices this upasanam, he definitely, after leaving this physical body, he will definitely go to Brahmaloka. And in Brahmaloka, and there he will have what? This Shastra Nididhyasanam, Shastra Vishya Nididhyasanam. And there he'll attain Jnanam. Then he'll attain Moksha. It's called a Krama Mukti. Going to Brahma Loka, he won't attain Moksha. It's called a Krama Muktihi. You know, not attaining Moksha here itself, first you earn Punyam. Earn lots of Punyam, abundance of Punyam, by practicing this Upasanam. As a result of that Punyam, you travel to Brahmaloka. And there, not in the gross body, okay, in subtle form, as Sukshma alone goes. In the traveling, one attains Krama Mukti. Shastram says, therefore, we without questioning, we accept. This Krama Mukti is the phalam. When a person attains Krama Mukti, what happens? In Jnanam, he will see himself being non-separate from Ishvara. When a person sees oneself being non-separate from Ishvara, there the person himself is what? Is no more dependent on Ishvara. It not being dependent on Ishvara also for his happiness and security is what? Not being dependent is being independent, and independence is freedom. And freedom is what? Mokshaha, which is Krama Muktihi. Which means, for Saguna Brahma Upasaka also, Jnanam is promised. But when does he attain Jnanam? Not with the physical body he attains Jnanam. He's attained Jnanam only in Brahmaloka. And there he'll attain Krama Muktihi. That means he becomes independent. And that independent person is called what here? Swami. He's a Swami. He'll be a master. Why? Ishvara is the master. He is not dependent on Ishvara also. Why? Because he sees himself being non-separate from Ishvara. Therefore, he is independent of Ishvara. That's called what? Swatantriyam. Swatantriyam is the jnana phalam. Upasana phalam is what? Swatantriyam. Krama muktihi swatantriyam is the benefit of upasana phalam. Swatantriyam means what? Independence. Is him independent on whom? Bhagavan also. Only in jnanam you can become independent of Bhagavan also. Praying and will come to an end. Worship will come to an end. Begging from Bhagavan also will come to an end. Then that is called real independence. It is kama muktihi. It happened only in jnanam. For when you really see the fact of the self being non-separate from Ishvara. Jiva, Ishvara, Swarupa, Aikya, Jnanam happens. Which means there Nididhyasanam also happens. It is kama muktihi phalam. Suppose, if a person does not practice Saguna Brahma Upasanam, what will happen? He cannot become a Swami. He cannot have a mastery. In Jnanam, this absolute mastery over one's own mind. Absolute mastery. Which means, as long as you are dependent on Bhagavan, you are a slave. When you are independent, you are a master. Mastery in independence, slavery in dependence. So that's what he says. These non-meditators will be like slaves. They had to be praying to Bhagavan, worshipping Bhagavan. They will be dependent on Bhagavan. Which means they will be definitely, non-meditators will continue to be insecure, unhappy. There will be problems. So here, he talks about the non-meditators first. It's like being the slaves of a king. If there is a king in a country, and the king is the master, the king can go any part of the country because he is the king. Whereas this prajaha, if they had to move from one place to another place, they need to have the permission. They cannot move freely. Why they can't move freely? Their freedom is very restricted. They need to get the permission because they are slaves. The example is given here. First example is given. I had talked to you so much beforehand because Upanishad doesn't say all those things. Straight away goes to the mantra now. Talks about the non-meditator first. Before presenting the benefit of meditation, upasana phalam, Upanishad talks about the consequence of being the non-meditator. Look at this. Yatha hi iva yeha iva iva iha yatha heveha yatha hi iva iha. See, here what happens. Prajaha anvavishanti. Prajaha anvavishanti yatha anushasanam. Yes, yatha anushasanam prajaha anvavishanti. Anu a vishanti anvavishanti. Prajaha, the citizens, when they have to enter into one place, what do they do? Yatha anushasanam, as per the rules and regulations ordained by the government. Is it the king? Yatha anushasanam. If I have to enter this country, how do you enter? Yatha anushasanam. In keeping with the rules and regulations of this place, I have to enter with the proper visa, with the proper these things. Anushasanam, yathanushasanam, in conformity with the rules and regulations ordained by the government. No, it's called yathanushasanam. Anvavishanti, people enter. Prajaha anvavishanti. Within the one country itself, he says, ordained by the king. We have to understand. Yatha, in the same way, No? He says, yam yam antam, yam yam antam, abhikama bhavanti. See, antam here means, you can say province or district. Yam yam antam abhikamaha bhavanti. Whichever district, whichever area, whichever province, the people want to move, they want to move, they want just, they like to move there, go there, then yathanushasanam anvavishanti. They enter into that area, region of their liking, province of their liking, only in keeping with, only with the permission of the government. Yam janapadam, whichever, janapadam means literally a country or a place. Yam janapadam, whichever place they want to go. Yam kshetrabhagam, kshetrabhagasa means what? Some place. Kshetrabhagaha, janapadaha, different names for different places. Now, whichever part of the country, whichever province of the place, whichever place they want to go, tam tameva upajivanti. Tam tameva upajivanti. Therefore, they have to live wherever they can live. And then, if they want to go anywhere, they have to get the permission and move. Which means, the citizens have no independence. They are dependent on the government. Which means they have to follow strictly the rules and regulations. They don't have freedom. They cannot move freely at their will. If you want to come to England, just go get the ticket, wait for the flight and come. No. I had to submit my papers and get the visa and then what's up. You see, they don't have so many things. Have to answer everything what they want to have, ask. Whoever has to visit any other country, they have to, you have to be a first citizen of a proper country with a proper passport to apply for the visa, isn't it? That way, what I'm saying, that's important. So, then they, you can't just freely, I want to go to America, I want to go here, simply you can't move. It's called yatha kama charaha is not possible. One cannot move, enter freely at one's will, as one likes. Now, I'm going to move. Therefore, abhikamaha, even if want to go, they cannot go like that. They need to get the permission, which means they have certain rules and regulations. They're controlled. They know freedom. In the same way, non-meditators also have no freedom, which means they cannot move freely at their will. Suppose I want to go to Swargaloka. Can I go? I want to go. Why can't I go to Brahmaloka, attend Krama Mukti? Let me go. Who will give me a visa to go to Brahmaloka? If you are a Haguna Brahma Upasaka, you will have visa go to Brahmaloka. Isn't it? I had to submit proper documents before visa. The same way here also what? Brahmaloka praptihi, then krama muktihi, thereby swatantriyam. Independence comes only when you resolve your identity, individuality in Bhagavan, the whole. Understand the non-separateness. Understand the non-difference between you and Ishvara from the standpoint of the reality. That is enough. Afterwards, people will ask, if I discover this oneness of the reality, if I discover from the standpoint of reality, my real self, myself being non-separate from Ishvara, will I be able to do that and this like Ishvara? No, like Ishvara. This question comes, why I am telling you here. If I discover myself being non-separate from Ishvara, I need not and cannot become Ishvara. I am already Ishvara. Like what? Wave is already ocean. Because wave is water. Ocean is water. Therefore, wave is already ocean. The wave can never become ocean. It is already ocean being non-separate from ocean. Like that, you are already Ishvara. This is Satyam. But suppose people ask, can I do that and can I do this, can I fly, can I do that and this? I tell you one thing, after this jnanam, the desires will resolve for good. Until jnanam, these desires may be there. If I become Ishvara, I may like to do that, I may like to do this and all that. After jnanam, desires will resolve for good. This is another fact. Therefore, you don't need to question that. This will resolve for good. Again, desire rises after discovering your Swarupam being one with Ishvara, non-separate from Ishvara. Again, desires rise. What does it mean? Desire is possible only if there is limitation, sense of limitation on the part of individual. In resolving your identity with Ishvara, all the limitation is resolved. Therefore, desires won't be possible. Is it clear? Therefore, here he says, okay, he gives the example of the king, citizens, how they cannot move freely at their will. They need to get the permission of the king and the government to move freely. Similarly, the non-meditators cannot move freely at their will into any of the swarga, the higher lokas. Therefore, they cannot attain karma mukti also. They cannot attain freedom. They will be subject to limitations. Okay. Now, let us see that now next. Tadyateha karmajito lokaha kshiyate evameva atra amutra punyajito lokaha kshiyate tadya iha atmanam ananuvidya Prajanti. Until then, one sentence here. Atmanam ananu vidya vrajanti. Atmanam ananu vidya. Ananu vidya means without having meditated, not having meditated upon this self as Brahma. This Dharakasha as Brahma. Without having practiced this meditation, having lived their lives without living a life of meditation, if a person dies, ye vrajanti, vrajanti means those who go, pass away, ye gacchanti, from where? Those who depart from this physical body, living their life, having lived their lives, not practicing any meditation at all, especially with Saguna Brahma Upasanam, your person leaves. Ananuvidya. Anuvidya means having meditation. Meditated. See, anuvidyate is the verb. See, vidyate means exists. Anuvidyate means what? Meditates. Ananuvidya, without having meditated upon Atma, one's own self as Parambrahma, one's own self as Ishvara, a person dies. What happens? He will go to any other small loka with his punyam, but he cannot go to Brahma loka. The non-meditator cannot go to any higher loka at all. If at all he goes to any higher loka because of some punyam somehow he earned, and that loka will be only any other loka, not Brahma loka. See, for attaining moksha, krama muktihi, one has to go to only Brahmaloka. And to go to Brahmaloka, one should practice this Dharakasha Brahma Upasanam. Without having practiced that meditation, if a person dies, he can go to any other loka, but that loka also will not only temporary stay. There is no krama muktihi. Muktihi is not possible for a person who goes to any other loka. There is no moksha. He will still continue to be a bound person subject to all limitations. Therefore, this is also a very famous quotation Shankara uses quite often. wherever he wants to talk about the limitation of punya karma phala, karma phalam, now he'll talk, quote this only. Tad yatha iha karma jito lokaha kshiyate. Just as karma jitaha lokaha. Any result of action, no, any punyam you earn by doing some ritual or any other karma, definitely perishes. No, there is no such thing called eternal karma phalam. Karma phalam is definitely time bound. There is no everlasting result of action. Result of action means time bound only. And similarly, evameva amutra punyajitaha lokaha api kshiyate. Even if a person goes to higher loka, having earned a very special punyam as a result of action, one who goes to higher lokas also, other than Brahma loka, and he has to come back, that also perishes. Karmajitaha lokaha yatha kshiyate, punyajitaha lokaha api tatha kshiyate. Just as the fruits of actions you gain as a result of by doing karma, how they perish, in the same way, there is the higher lokas which you gain as a result of special punyam, they will also come to an end, perish. Any punyam perishes. So the life in punya loka also will be time bound. There is no krama muktihi. Adi ananavidya vrajanti. So first he gives example, then he mentions the result, consequence of being a non-meditator. The non-meditators, maximum they can go to any other lokas. With all their special punyams, they can go to any other loka, but they are not Brahma loka. Therefore, no krama mukti possible. They will continue to be bound. That's the meaning. Okay. Next. Yetamscha. Satyan kaman. Yetan cha satyan kaman tesham sarveshu lokeshu akamacharo bhavati. So here again he says, yetan satyan kaman. So whatever, no, all his, in keeping his desires, satyan kaman, sarveshu lokeshu akamacharah bhavati. He cannot move freely into any loka he wants to go. See, we are not all interested in lokas. But still Upanishad is talking about, talking for those people who are interested in going to higher lokas. See, now unfortunately, because we really do not know, we have not heard the description of the higher lokas. Really, we have not been informed. Suppose, imagine, when until I came to this country, I never heard about IKEA, living in a small village in India, and I never had a desire to go to IKEA. Why? Not because I didn't have desire to go to IKEA, not Ahavat Mahatma, my ignorance. Okay? You are all ignorant of the IKEA, so for the desire to go to IKEA is possible only for the jnanam of IKEA. Isn't it? Now, we are all ignorant of the, just as I was ignorant of IKEA, my desire for going to IKEA was not there before. So also, we are all ignorant of the higher lokas. Therefore, unfortunately, we do not have any desire for going to higher lokas. Understand? Whereas Upanishad is talking to the people who have studied Veda and in Karma Kanda, my God, Krishna is mentioning in Bhagavad Gita, you know, Yami Mam Pushpitam Vacham Pravadante Vipaschitaha. Yami Mam Pushpitam Vacham Pravadante Vipaschitaha. Is it? When they talk about highly after you, you'll get this, you'll go this. If you go to IKEA, you can get this top table, that corner table, and that you get this, you can make varieties of designs. Somebody should come and tell us, if you go to heaven, you can enjoy this big list, okay? The manual should be available for us. When I went to the British Library, actually there's a bibliography, the books actually, what are all books available there? That list itself is a huge list. And in that list I had to make discover, find names of the books. And each book contains, imagine. We don't know. Therefore we have no disease. We are simply mechanical. What is it? We are not interested, really speaking. But Upanishad is really making the efforts to make us understand. This is for the Vaidika student who knows. So he talks about it. Come on. If the real, you should know the value of moksha. You don't even know what moksha is. How can you aspire for moksha? And you will search for moksha only in Arthakama. In Arthakama there is no limit. And you do this karma, do this ritual, perform this ritual and do that puja, do this, earn punyam as much as possible. Upanishad says, if you are not this Daharakasha Brahma Upasaka. No? Dahara Brahma Upasaka, if you are not, then you can go to, with all your punyam, you can go to any loka, you have to come back. But these, whichever loka you can go, only that particular loka you can go to. If I am given the visa to come to United Kingdom, I cannot go to European country, any of the European countries as I wish, no. Again, visa is only for this country. In the same way, he also, what now, they also have the limitations. Yatha kama, now he says, sarveshu lokeshu kamacharaha bhavati. Akamacharaha bhavati. Sarveshu lokeshu akamacharaha bhavati means these non-meditators cannot go to any loka they like to go to. They can go to only some prescribed, specific loka, whichever loka they have punyam, enough punyam to go to. Is the meaning. Akamacharo bhavati. Until then, the non-meditators, isn't it? Talks about the non-meditator. Then, afterwards, upasana palam comes. Atha, ya, iha, atmanam anuvidya vrajanti. So, iha, in this world, iha means asmin loke, in this world, ya means ye, relative pronoun, okay? Those people, ye, yaha, yau, ye. Those people, Atmanam Anuvidya. Atmanam Anuvidya means what? Having meditated upon the self as Brahma. Having meditated upon this Akasha, Daharakasha as Brahma, Sagunam Brahma. Those people, having lived a life of meditation, whole life, first to go to higher loka, what is the first thing you have to do? Death should happen. Okay, vrajanti. If you want to go along with the body to higher lokas, it's impossible. Going to higher loka means you can't, I want to have this body, I also want to go to higher loka. No. This body means martya loka. You have to live only in this world. Okay, in this world. I'm finishing with this sentence. Anuvidya vrajanti. Anuvidya means having lived a life of Saguna Brahma upasanam. Okay, having been the meditator of Saguna Brahma, Anuvidya, having meditated upon Brahman, lived their lives, vrajanti. Then those who depart, what happens to them? Satyan kaman, tesham, sarveshu lokeshu. Kamacharo bhavati. Here ends the first section. Okay. These meditators can go to any loka they want to go to. Okay. It's a multiple entry visa. To multiple countries. Not multiple entry, multiple country visa. Any loka they can go to any time. Yatha kamacharaha sarveshu lokeshu. For them, sarveshu lokeshu akamacharaha bhavati. They can't move freely at their will in any loka. They have limitations. Their punyam is very limited. They can go to only one specific loka. The punyam is there, they have to come back also. But these people can go to any loka they want to go to. And finally, they can also go to Brahmaloka. Those people can't even imagine going to Brahmaloka, non-meditators. These people can go to any loka and they can also go to Brahma Loka, and going there I can attain Jnanam also, they can attain Krama Muktihi also, therefore they can attain Moksha. This is the Sarveshu Lokeshu Kamacharo Bhavati. And that palam is elaborately discussed in the next mantra. Pitraloka Kami. You're going to see interesting. I'm going to stop here now. This is Prathamaha Kandaha Upasana Palam. Therefore, without talking about the Upasana Palam, is called Upanishadina, is called enthusing. Buy one, get two. Adds. So, like that, if you don't meditate, what you cannot do, first he tells. Then secret, keeps it secret. Then tells what you can do. Do you want to go to only one loka? And come back after the punyam is exhausted? Don't meditate. If you want to go to all the lokas, also go to Brahma Loka, attain Krama Muktihi, attain Jnanam. See, practice. Aka Dahara Brahma Upasanam. Dahara Upasanam practice. Is the palam. In fact, he is going to say in the next mantra, he is going to say, suppose if he wants to, this person, yatha kaman, okay, as he wishes, I want to go to really Pitraloka, and on the way to Brahma Loka, I want to stop, have a stopover. Just stopover, you know, with no fee, okay, no ticket, nothing. You can go to stopover in Pitraloka, want to say hello to my ancestors. Ancestor will come to the entrance where the, you know, the immigration. They will come to the entrance. This is what you are going to see, really. The next mantra is going to say, he can, if he, at his free will, he can meet his ancestors. Huttle form, I don't know how it is, okay? He wants, okay, he wants to, okay, on the way, stop over. Gandhara Loka, he wants to have a stopover. Want a nice, wild, local musicians are boring. Let me have nice Gandharva singing. Upstairs dancing, he can have a stopover and enjoy that world. And he wants to, he is going to talk about it. He wants to have all lots of fragrant malas of place. He can go there, he can enjoy the fragrant malas there. Different stopover, he can have different lokas, can enjoy all the lokas. Go inside, not only outside, not only airport, okay? Go inside, enjoy all the lokas. No immigration check, no immigration clearance. Just free, yatha kamacharaha, no standing. Just go wherever he wants to go, whichever loka he wants to go. He can move freely at his will. Then finally, he can go to Brahma Loka and attain Krama Muktihi. Krama Muktihi Mokshaha, where he will see himself being non-separate from Ishvara. So seeing oneself being non-separate from Ishvara is the Jnanam. And in that Jiva Ishvara Swarupa Aikya Jnanam, there is Muktihi, which is Krama Muktihi. There is, he becomes free. There is no more slavery. He becomes a master himself. This is Upasana Phalam. We'll stop here, okay? Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.